As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, September the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 10, 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Yeah, Barry the Usurper was up there gracing their ground the other day. Thank you for broadcasting, folks. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local. To your local listening audiences, our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com, and our archives are carefully and neatly archived for you at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Gold and silver this morning reaching new highs as the U.S. dollar index falls. We'll talk about that. We may, in the second hour, get into green energy again, a little bit more about nuclear energy. Of course, we're going to have the Jewish land grabs. Barry Schilling for the Democrats, lots of news in the news basket today. Millennium Development Summit, that always continues. UNIFEM, UN Women, Children, Common Purpose, it's all in the basket. Let's go into that market report for this morning. Active trading, New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time found gold trading off its very high closing yesterday, off $1.40 in early trading at $1,307.60. How do you like that, folks? Opening up above 1300. Silver this morning up 3 cents at 2177, closing in on the $22 peg. Platinum up 14 bucks at $1,646 an ounce, and palladium up a buck at $561. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,310.10 for a low. Wow, gotta like that. $1,314.90 for a high, but at $1,307.60, your gold is up year to year, $315.90 for a 31.85% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the price of gold at $1,307.50, and at 9 a.m., we were a dime above that. Overnight, the SPDR gold shares, the spider on the corner of the web, they added 5.17 metric tons to their holding, ostensibly at 1,305.69 metric tons, valued on State Street at $54.3 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 46 at 10,858. We'll pick up the rest of the equities and the rest of the markets right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, September the 29th, 2010, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Fiscal year ends tomorrow night, midnight. Well, you're going to see a lot of action today. Everybody's positioning themselves to go into the new fiscal year here for the FedGov. Anyway, we are right here on our Become Vocal Local broadcast. We come to you live Monday through Friday at this time of day on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. So much in the news. Let's go back in and close out this market report. Get on with it. I've got a full basket of information here. The active trading, New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time again. We find gold trading off $1.40 at $1,307.60. It's higher than that now. I believe that silver up 3 cents again at 9 o'clock a.m. This is an hour ago. 21.77. Lots of action happening in gold and silver this morning and overnight. Platinum up $14 at $1,646. That's not a shabby price for platinum. Palladium doing very well, moving up another buck. All we need is a dollar a day, you know, $561 on palladium. So if you're into the precious metals market, there's your prices. The lows on the highs again, $1,300.10 for a low on gold spot this morning, $1,314.90. New highs being set all day, probably. The London Gold Fix again this morning, AM fix is 1307.50. You know that the LBMA just can't stand this, folks. $1,300 territory. This is dangerous for the global elite, if you should say so. The SPDR gold shares, keep your eyes on that. Keep your eyes on that. This is deep pockets, you know, big hands, deep pockets. They moved up overnight, 5.17 metric tons. We're going to find out. that Azerbaijan is, or Bajan, has gotten into the gold market for their central bank, and they're talking about kilograms. The SPDR gold shares is picking it up by the ton. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday up 46 points at 10,858. The NASDAQ closed up 10 at 2380. The S&P 500 closed up 6 at 1,148. This morning, crude oil, you know, petrodollar, up another 29 cents at $76.47 a barrel. Like to see that back down in the $50 range, but, you know, the prognosticators all through spring and last winter talking about $80 a barrel by the end of the year. Here we are at the nearing the end of the year, and we're close to $80 oil. The U.S. dollar index this morning, again, if you want to find out more about the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trade-weighted basket of currencies, you can find it at theice.com. And you'll find that the USDX is down another 28 basis points this morning at 78.66, very low and going lower. The foreign exchange rates, of course, are influenced by that, where we find the Canadian loonie up 42 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso now on the bright side of 8 cents, all right? We've been rounding up and rounding up and rounding up this morning. We round down just a fuzzy bit. But the fact peso moves up 11 basis points against the U.S. dollar, exchanges at 8 cents U.S. The multiplier, if you're going across the border, is 12.4715 pesos to the dollar. The euro this morning, up 17 basis points, exchanges at $1.36. Again, I reiterate, all this claptrap I was reading about over the weekend in regards to the decline in the euro, where is it? We don't see it. The British pound off 6 basis points this morning, very strong at, against the U.S. dollar at $1.58. And the Swiss franc up or off a little bit, off 0.17% or 17 basis points, and yet still stands at $1.02 U.S. The bond market this morning, a very, very low yield on the 2-year bond at 0.43%. The 10-year is at 2.46, and the 30-year is 3.64%. The mortgage markets this morning, continuing decline in the mortgage rates. The 15-year fixed mortgage moves down from 3.87% a month ago to 3.78%. Most of the action happening in mortgages right now is on refis. Very new loans are being taken out. The 30-year moves down from 4.36 to 4.28, almost unheard of mortgage rates here, and the prime rate stands at 3.25%. The AM Kitco Metals Roundup, and I would suggest if you haven't visited the Kitco website, if you don't know what it is, it's just www.kitco.com. You can find a lot of information, many articles, find out about gold and silver shares, mining stocks, get involved in all of that. Of course, listen in on Sundays when Hal Anthony goes behind the woodshed on his broadcast from 2 until 4 o'clock p.m. right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network now. He's got a better handle on the mining issues than just about anybody I know. But here, this by Jim Wyckoff. Let's find out what's going on in the morning roundup. COMEX gold prices are trading modestly higher Wednesday morning and did notch another fresh all-time record high overnight. And get it? Here it is. $1,014.80 an ounce overnight. $1,314.80 an ounce. The most active December futures contract. A weaker U.S. dollar and worries about anemic economies in the U.S. and Europe are prompting fresh buying interest in the precious yellow metal. Right, this weakened dollar. Right, everybody's looking at trying to figure out what they can do as the U.S. dollar crashes. I hope you're thinking about it, too. But let's go in a little deeper here. COMEX gold last traded, December COMEX gold last traded up $3 an ounce at $13.1130, and spot gold was last quoted at up $1.10 at $13.1050. The U.S. dollar index hit another fresh eight-month low. All right, gold is going up, the dollar's going down. The U.S. dollar index hit another fresh eight-month low early on Wednesday following a weaker-than-expected U.S. consumer confidence report issued Tuesday, yesterday. The dollar index remains very weak technically. You know, U.S. confidence, consumer confidence is everything. When people lose confidence in their fiat Federal Reserve notes, this system is going to unwind in a New York minute. Be real careful. Consumer confidence is a con game. And when nobody has any confidence, they'll quit picking up the little shells trying to find the pea, okay? There are no early technical clues that the index is near a market bottom. In other words, you ain't seen the bottom yet. As long as the U.S. dollar index is in an overall price downward trend on the charts, look for gold prices continue to trend sideways to higher with intermittent bouts of profit-taking pressure. What are we talking about? When somebody is as big as the SPDR gold shares is in this market, they can come swooping in, and with front running, they can, in a nanosecond, they could decline the gold prices, you know, 50, 75, 100 bucks. But there's enough people out there that are willing to buy on the dips that we've been seeing an almost immediate rebound. So lots of volatility coming ahead. Get ready. Strap in, you know, sit down, strap in, and hang on tight because things are going to get wild. There are some rekindled concerns about the European Union, smaller countries, and their sovereign debt problems. We'll talk about Azerbaijan. We'll talk about Serbia, Bosnia in the news basket this morning. An Irish bank was downgraded by a ratings agency this week. Thursday is the last trading day of the month of September and the last trading day of the quarter, all right? That could bring in some profit-taking and book-scoring pressure in the gold and silver markets Wednesday and Thursday. So look for some action today and tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays next for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back again, just tracking what's happening in the metals market this morning. Lots of action going on, lots of new records highs being set. You know, as the highs keep getting higher, as the lows keep getting higher as well. Gives you the idea that we're on an upward trend here and the continuing longest bull market in precious metals history, as at least what we have any records kept on. But keep an eye out what's going down here. There's lots of interrelationships between what's going on in the metals market, what's going on in the equities basket, and what's going on in foreign exchange. We need to be aware of this stuff. We're talking about a major global economic order shift. Technically, COMEX, December COMEX gold future bulls have the strong overall near-term and longer-term technical advantage and have gained more upside momentum this week, okay, bull market. That's where, as opposed to a bear market. The bear market is where it's going down. Bull market's where she's going up. More buyers and sellers. There are still no early technical clues to hint that a market top is close at hand in gold, all right? No early technical clues to hint that a market top is close at hand. I mean, if you go in and do your reading, Zero Hedge, any place you want to go, visit Blacklisted News, read the articles there. But as you go into this and understand it, there is tremendous upward potential in both gold and silver, and I would have to say in platinum and palladium as well, rhodium too. You know, it's another one of those metals out of my reach, but, you know, for some, it's a place to park a little bit of your Federal Reserve note, as it Federal Reserve notes are going down and down and down. COMEX silver futures are higher on Wednesday as spot prices hit another fresh 30-year high overnight. All right, 30-year high, folks. December silver last traded up 13.3 cents at $21.84 an ounce. $21.84. Silver bulls still have the solid near-term technical advantage at present. I saw the gold-to-silver ratio this morning around 60. That's pretty good. But, of course, you know, go back to the Constitution and look at the other information that's out there, and it should be probably in the neighborhood of 16 to 1. But we haven't been able to rely on the gold-silver ratio for a long time. Again, silver bulls still have the solid near-term technical advantage at present. Remember that silver is a an industrial metal as well as a monetary metal, and there are big hands in this market that would like to see silver quashed and kept to an absolute minimum so that your cheap Chinese plastic crappy, all of this tippy-tappy stuff that you get, you know, all of the electronic gadgetry, all of that stuff has silver in it, and so they want to keep the prices down as low as possible so that it doesn't increase the cost of your cell phone to you. But they do have near-term technical advantage at present, and there is a great shortage of silver out there. Prices are in a steep 5-week-old uptrend on the daily bar chart. There are still no early technical clues to suggest a market top is close at hand. So just like gold, nobody's looking at a top here. It could go considerably higher. The next downside price objective for the bears is closing below the solid technical support at $21. So, I mean, if we can keep it above $21, excuse me, get so excited, start coughing. Excuse me again. Anyway, if we can keep it above $21 and go forward with this, you know, it's possible, folks. It's possible to go over $50 with silver. And if you think about it, how much silver is in a cell phone? Not that much. Wouldn't change the price all that much. So, I mean, if we can get the London Bullion Market Association to get off, you know, get its jackboot off the throat of the metals, we could see considerable gains. So if those of you that are out there, you're wondering what you can do, you know, an ounce here and an ounce there is a way that you can turn a small fortune into a very large fortune, especially as these prices continue to rise. Well, let's get a little bit more. Don't want to go too far with this. There's a lot more out there. But anyway, this out of Yahoo News in India, silver shines at a new high And then he talks about rupees and so on. New Delhi, September the 29th, is all over the world. Trading sentiment became extremely bullish following a sharp upsurge in precious metals in global markets as the U.S. dollar dropped to an eight-month low on speculations that Federal Reserve may add to monetary easing. That is this QE2, all right, quantitative easing, throwing more money, throwing it into existence, you know, pulling it out of nothing at interest. While silver in global markets rose to a 30-year high at U.S. dollars, $22 an ounce, gold climbed to a record level of U.S. dollar, $13.45 an ounce. Market experts said the upsurge in bullion prices was purely in tandem with a global trend and is hardly getting any support from the retail customers here. All right, this is India. These are big buyers. All right, that's why I like to go over and check out India from time to time for the news. Continuing, precious metals are much correlated with the global trend, while physical buying is almost negligible due to its off-season, said All India Sarafa Market Association President Sheel Chand Jain. He said there was some buying by stockists and jewelry makers for the festival and marriage season, but not much enthusiasm was seen among retail customers due to the ongoing period of Shraddhs, which is considered inauspicious, coupled with higher costs. Okay, so, I mean, they're really superstitious people. Shifting of investor funds from equity markets to bullion for quick gains was another supporting factor for the metals. So there's lots going on even in Asia. Here's a little bit more. This is Azerbaijan. We talked about that briefly earlier on. Today.az. All right, right out of Azerbaijan. Inside and outside. Foreign news. Brand new for today. Azerbaijan has started to form gold reserves, which are included in the country's strategic reserves. So countries all around the planet are adding gold to their central banking systems. According to Azerbaijani Finance Minister Samir Sharifov, the first consignment of gold under the product sharing agreement supplied to the country and deposited in the Central Bank of Azerbaijan. Currently, here's a quote, we are talking about getting the second consignment of gold, which is processing in the enterprise abroad, close quote. Sheriff Fobb said, quote, it is expected that soon the country will receive consignment and it will also be included in its gold and foreign currency reserves, he added. The first consignment of gold amounted to 99.5 kilograms. All right, that's not a lot. A kilogram is 2.2 pounds. So they bought basically 220 pounds. And the second will exceed 100 kilograms. Which so they'll be up to, what, 400 pounds. And overnight, the SPDR gold shares picked up 5.17 metric tons, considerably different. Anywho, that's that one. Let's jump over here to another one. Just dropped this one yesterday at the end of the broadcast. Wanted to get into it because I want to keep this on our in our discussion so that we understand what the fraud is and how the fraud is moving forward. But European Union carbon's premium to the UN offsets widened to a three-month high. Now, of course, none of this really means anything to us at this time. And in the future, we might hear about this nestled in with the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, and the S&P. So I'm just kind of keeping myself abreast of the dialogue as the language is developed. And I hope you'll, you know, stay interested in it as well, because we can't get away from this as long as these idiots still believe in climate change. The premium of European Union carbon permits for 2012 to offsets from the United Nations, which boosted supplies last week, advanced to the widest in more than 2 weeks. So whether we, you know, whether we like it or whether we don't like it, we've got a carbon market out there and several of them. We need to pay attention to it and learn the language so that we can speak this intelligently. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Back again into this Bloomberg article in regards to the carbon offsets and carbon credits and all of that nonsense again out of the European Union. The premium EU permits for 2010 over UN credits was unchanged. It increased 13% last week after the UN issued 6.4 million credits, increasing supplies in the largest weekly handout since February. Listen to the verbiage here. Listen to the words that are being used to express this marketplace. The United Nations issued 6.4 million credits. Obviously, this is their market. Increasing supplies in the largest weekly handout since February. So if you think of the United Nations much the same as the way Catholics think of the Holy See, the papacy, Papa, this is like buying indulgences to continue to pollute. So somebody out there in Australia is growing trees on their property rather than running beef, and they're generating carbon credits. And then you got somebody out there like DuPont or GE that are just, you know, polluting to the beat the band, and they need to look around and find some credits. And so they go to the EU, the United Nations, and they buy some of these 6.4 million credits. They don't stop polluting, they just buy credits, all right? And it's the way it goes, I guess. EU permits for December rose 0.6 HAW. I don't know what that means. Rose 0.6 how? What? Who? When? Where? Here's a quote. Barring a sudden and unexpected move in energy prices, We do not see why carbon prices would change too much in the next week. Analysts at Orbio, including Emmanuel Fags in Paris, said today in an emailed research note. Orbio is not to be confused with the white center in the chocolate outside. Orbio is the carbon trader. Kind of looks like a Oreo cookie. Orbio is the carbon trader venture of Societe Generale and Rodia SA. Colder temperatures across Europe may boost demand this week, Fag said. There may be higher supply from nuclear and wind power, reducing the impact of the rising demand. Of course, we've been talking a little bit, starting to improve our understanding of nuclear and wind, or nuclear versus wind, yesterday. The main driver over the last 60 days remains power prices. And what they want to do is they want to drive up the cost of electricity. Why would they want to drive up the cost of electricity? So that you get it in your mind that maybe, you know, in order to be austere, you want to cut back on your electricity usage. So instead of running that flat plate, you know, flat screen TV set, instead of running, you know, a big chest freezer, you're sitting there, you know, hunkered down in the kitchen someplace burning a candle trying to cut corners, right? All right? They want to do that. This whole idea of buy electric car, hey, I can just plug it in the garage, bubba. Where they want to take the electricity prices, you ain't going to be able to plug in nothing. Put it in a coffee maker, it's going to change your budget, all right? The main driver over the last 60 days, again, remains power prices. If they can convince people to go after, you know, Don Quixote's windmills and solar panels instead of something like coal or natural gas or nuclear or hydroelectric dams, they can convince you to go to the little Don Quixote windmills, the price of your electricity is going to go through the roof. A foreseeable increase in market turnover, mainly from utility hedges, could bring significant drive to carbon traders. Anyway, I just wanted to get that out there. EU permits for this year will reach €17.50 a ton of carbon dioxide. Kind of weird. But, like I said, I want to stay on top of this one because I think it's important. Here's an article that was brought to my attention yesterday. This is an article that was written by a gentleman. His name is Ambrose Evans Pritchard. Ambrose Evans Pritchard has covered world politics and economics for 25 years based in Europe, U.S., and Latin America. He joined the London Telegraph in 1991, serving as the Washington correspondent. And later European correspondent in Brussels. He's now the international business editor in London. Well, he's been a very vocal proponent for what the Fed is doing with quantitative easing, et cetera, et cetera. And it's kind of biting him. Now, I'm not going to go into part one of this series, which you can find at blogs.telegraph.co.uk. You can go up and just type in Ambrose Pritchard. And it's Pritchard, Ambrose Pritchard, Telegraph, and it'll come up. Should for you. That's how I searched it up. But he talks about a shutting down the Fed. All right. This is just his ending of this article here. I apologize to the readers around the world. This is big stuff, really. I apologize to readers around the world for having defended the emergency stimulus policies of the U.S. Federal Reserve. In other words, he's got a lot of followers that read him. And for arguing, like an imbecile naif, that the Fed would not succumb to drug addiction, political abuse, and mad, intoxicated debauchery once it began taking its first shots of quantitative easing. My pathetic assumption was that Ben Bernanke would deploy further QE, only to stave off deflation, not to create inflation. If the Federal Open Market Committee cannot see the difference, God help America. We now learn from last week's minutes that the Fed is willing to provide additional accommodation if needed to return inflation over time to levels consistent with its mandate. No, 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 he says. This cannot possibly be true. Benjamin Bernanke has not only refused to abandon his ID fix of an inflation target, a key cause of the global central banking catastrophe of the last 20 years, because it can. And there's more to that article. But if you want to read the whole thing, it's Shut Down the Fed Part 1, Shut Down the Fed Part 2. It's an interesting read. I won't go into it any deeper, but there's lots going on in that. Let's see what we got over here. This one is no good, so that one's not going to open for me, so we'll skip that one. Let's jump over here. I want to go to the Econo Day calendar. Here we go, the economic calendar for today coming up. It's amazing how much time it takes to scroll back and forth. I'm running multiple windows and lots of tabs just so that we can move from article to article, and my little laptop's here sometimes challenged in that. There's a lot happening today in the economy calendar, econoday.com. I bring this out to you. I would like to have you not depend on me for information or my commentary, which, as you know, can sometimes be rather wry and caustic, but to look at this information for yourself. I have a very dim view on what's going on in Washington. You may have more confidence. I don't. But today, the MBA purchase applications are out. The Mortgage Bankers Association will talk about that. A variety of people are going to be speaking. Tomorrow, the big deal is the gross domestic product announcement will be out. Jobless claims will be out again. Chicago PMI comes out in the early morning. All that we should be able to talk about. But again, like so often, Thursdays are a big day, a really big shoe. And, of course, tomorrow, the end of the quarter, Thursday, could be a very big day. Friday, we'll see the motor vehicle sales come out, personal income and consumer sentiment, construction spending, the ISM manufacturing index, etc. So there's a lot happening there. And if you stay up with that, I can assure you, ever since I got wind of this and started reading them, if you stay up with that, you'll have at least the other numbers. I can't say that these are real numbers by no stretch of the imagination, but you'll have the other numbers that a lot of the article writers, the bloggers, the posters, and the Bloomberg authors are using to build their articles out of. And so they start, remember we looked at Deborah Bouchot's legal research and writing for the paralegal. She gave us some insights as to how to do credible research on things. Well, this is just one of them. These are the sources. These are primary and secondary sources that these newsletter writers use to create their articles. Here, the MBA purchase applications. Now, again, the purchase index is 2.4%. They say the refinance index is down 1.6%, and the composite index is off 0.8%. The MBA purchases, again, this is the Mortgage Bankers Association. So if these numbers are anywhere close to accurate, somebody keeps track of all of the various loan applications that are coming in, and they sort them out by kind, and then they report on them on a regular basis. So the MBA purchase applications rose 2.4% in the September 24 week to end 2 weeks prior 2 weeks decline in what has been an up and down month. It rose 2.4% last week. The gain is centered in a 4.5% rise in government purchase applications versus a 0.8% rise for conventional applications. So the government is in all over these marketplaces, and the greatest amount, the greatest percentage of what's being reported here as good news is just the government buying and borrowing more money.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GADSDENTs.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the Matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so once again, we can see that there's basically just been a happy face on this Mortgage Bankers Association purchase applications. Hiding inside of this number is a 4.5% rise in government purchase apps versus a 0.8% rise for conventional apps. And out of that 0.8%, less than 1% rise for conventional applications, the great bulk of mortgage applications, 81%, in the latest week is for refinancing, all right? Refis. So this is refinancing a mortgage you already have. It's definitely not indicative of somebody purchasing new property. It's not indicative of anybody that's out there in commercial loans, you know, buying a strip mall or something like that. These are people who are trying desperately to hang on to their property, even if it means refinancing. These are people that are trying to find a few dollars to spend, even if it means refinancing their property at a time when they ought to do that. The usurper went up to Minnesota. We talked about this yesterday. I'm not going to spend much on this article. But Barry the usurper, this by Hans Nichols and Nicholas Johnston, new news for Bloomberg. The usurper urged thousands of college students at a campaign-style rally last night to stay fired up and help Democrats hold back a Republican surge in November's congressional elections. So this is the same sort of stuff that the Ron Paul revolution made its greatest day on. Obama returned to the University of Wisconsin in Madison seeking to energize a voting base. As we're going to find in this article, when a Democratic president has to go to the University of Wisconsin in Madison to find support, you know that their party is not in favor, all right? You couldn't get more strong Democratic support than, Wisconsin. Anyway, the usurper returned to the University of Wisconsin in Madison seeking to energize a voting base that he used to help propel his campaign for president and direct it toward the party's candidates for the House and the Senate. Here's a quote, "We need you to stay fired up," the usurper said at the event, which was broadcast to more than 200 other campuses. "We face another test, and the stakes could not be higher." Can't imagine these people really believe any of this, but they do, apparently. Wisconsin was the second stop. We talked about it. I'll pass over this. Yeah, he was down there, you know, stumping for La Raza in New Mexico. The president and other members of his administration have been attempting to combat apathy. That's a key word, folks. For all of you that followed the Ron Paul revolution, remember all the signs and the T-shirts? Ron Paul cured my apathy. Remember that? All right. And so Bloomberg's aware of that. Barry the Usurper's bunch is aware of that. Rahm Emanuel is aware of that. And they're using Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty tactics inside of this article. Barry the Usurper and other members of his administration have been attempting to combat apathy in a midterm election year when the turnout typically lags. You know, so it ain't for president. Most people don't go bother to vote. That's a sad and sorry testimony, but it's the way it is. Obama told the Madison crowd that political analysts are predicting a Democratic bloodletting in the elections because his supporters have lost their enthusiasm. They're basically saying you're apathetic, you're disappointed, and we cannot let that happen. We cannot sit this out. Well, it's going to be pretty hard to refute that it's existing there, Barry. Here it is. If a Democratic president, here's a quote from a Graham Wilson, a Boston University political science professor and author of books on American politics. If a Democratic president needs to go to Madison to get a crowd, that's worrying for him, Wilson said in an email. The usurper attracted more than 25,000 people to the last night's rally, according to Sue Reisling. You know, we've heard about how they go out to these campuses and they have to go through the dorms. They've got to go busting around, offer freebies and gifts and T-shirts and everything to get people to come to these rallies because it's been pretty hard to fill a room lately. But anyway, the usurper attracted 25,000 people to last night's rally, according to Sue Reisling, the chief of the University of Wisconsin Police Department. The usurper drew a crowd of 19,000 people when he appeared in Madison during the primary campaign in February of 2008. So in the years ensuing here, in the years and months ensuing, about 6,000 more people showed up to hear their failed president than the ones that turned out to try and get and propel him into office. And then it goes on, talks about others. Iowa and Virginia. Later today, the usurper will have events in Iowa and Virginia. Last night's gathering in Madison is the first of four such rallies planned to aid the Democratic Party efforts to get the young voters to the polls for the November election. So they're going right back in, like I said, and digging out the same ground that was turned over by the Ron Paul campaign. Every single one of you is a shareholder. Now, how many times have I said that? All right. If you vote, you thinking of your vote as a share inside of these corporations, you're coming in with a clearer window than you would be if you think you're voting for political representation, which you're not going to get. These are corporations, and so you vote your shares, not your parties. But here, every single one of you is a shareholder in that mission of rebuilding our country and reclaiming our future. Rebuilding our country? Reclaiming our future? Wow. The usurper said during the rally, we're bringing about change and progress is going to come, but you got to stick with me. You can't lose heart. So just because you ain't seen it yet, don't expect seeing it in the future. Well, that's the way that goes. Here's another article. I'm going to hit a couple more of these quickly. U.S. increases missile attacks in Taliban stronghold in northern Pakistan. I thought this was the Prince of Peace, the anti-war president, right? Guess again, it's just another hippy-dippy weatherman sitting in the back seat blowing coke and something else. The U.S. government increased the number of missile attacks this month against Islamic militant guerrilla groups in northwest Pakistan. What are we doing in Pakistan? So the most this year, according to researchers who monitor the campaign. Have I ever studied what Adolf Hitler, how he blew it ultimately by going to multiple fronts? He was convinced that he could handle a three-front war. That was how they split him up and brought him down. The U.S. so far has launched 22 missile strikes in September, almost a third of this year's total of 76, according to a count maintained by the Washington-based New American Foundation. The policy research group counted four such attacks in August and five in July. all of this month's reported strikes, which typically are fired from remotely piloted Predator or Reaper aircraft. The Reaper. The Predator.
Wow.
Have hit Pakistan's Waziristan region, a Taliban stronghold that borders Afghanistan, the foundation said. 19 of the missile raids have hit north Waziristan, a district dominated by Taliban factions of Afghan commander Jaluddin Haqqani and Pakistani guerrilla leader Hafiz Gul Bahadur. My God. Flurry of strikes and on and on and on it goes, you know. Let's see. I'm going to go this one first. All right. Here's another one along the same line. As if we don't have enough trouble. As if we're not spending. Balkans need U.S. troops in Kosovo, Albanian Prime Minister Berisha says. The hell, is there an application line? Everybody's lining up for more U.S. troops? Well, here we go. All right. Peter Green, writing on for Bloomberg, U.S. troops are needed in Kosovo to ensure peace in the Balkan Peninsula. Might say that U.S. troops might be needed to secure peace in Washington, D.C. and London. But no. As if, you know, people can just line up, you know. Take a number, stand in line, we'll be with you as soon as we can. U.S. troops are needed in Kosovo to ensure peace in the Balkan Peninsula as sectarian divisions continue to roll the region's politics, Albanian Prime Minister Salih Berisha said in an interview. U.S. military presence is crucial for stability. The risk from the nationalists is still real. Someday you'll find this in a French newspaper talking about, you know, Missouri. You know, the risks from the nationalists are still real. The need for the UN peacekeeping troops, you know, is critical for stability. Berisha also said he'll tell Serbian President Boris Tadjic on a forthcoming visit to Belgrade that his country must accept a July 22nd ruling by the International Court of Justice in The Hague, recognizing the legitimacy of Kosovo's 2008 Declaration of Independence from Serbia. Everybody go out there and Google up on YouTube Thomas P. Barnett. Find out about it. The United States, the global cop for the United Nations. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
You are listening
to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, September the 29th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now in our second hour, the first hour of today's broadcast, variety of economic news and world news. We're going to continue with that for a bit more. I do have some stuff on the browser I'd like to talk about, if we can, later in the broadcast. So let's just go on with the news. Again, we're being asked now to go back into Albania, Kosovo. Balkans need U.S. troops in Kosovo, the Albanian Prime Minister Berisha says. All right? U.S. military presence is crucial for stability. Serbia, backed by Russia, has refused to recognize Kosovo's independence following the 1999 North Atlantic Treaty Organization-led bombing campaign that forced the Serbian army and paramilitary units from Kosovo after a crackdown on ethnic Albanians in what then was a Serbian province. Serbia says the declaration was illegitimate and fears Kosovo's ethnic Albanian government will force the remaining Serbian minority from its ancestral homeland. There is a bitter recent past in the Balkans, Berisha said, referring to the region's decade of war marked by ethnic fighting and attempts at genocide. Quote, countries must stick to existing borders. You know, some people don't think there are any borders. Some people don't think, you know, hey, wow, it's just an invisible line. That's an invisible line, almost. But think of your borders as your skin. If you're to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures, you have a border, don't you? You're packing a border around with you in your mind all the time. You don't need anybody to tell you what's inside your body, outside your body. And so if you have a country, you have a border. Without the border, you don't have a country. Borders are important. Oh, well, we don't need any borders anymore. Borders are old-fashioned. A world without borders. You know, all this nationality, all this sovereignty talk. Oh, that's old school. And yet you're probably sitting in a house someplace in America on a lot. And the lot's got more than four corners, most likely. Few have three. But some have three. Most have four. Some have more than that. They got the legal description. You have a border around your property. You got the four walls of your house. Maybe you have more walls than that on your house. But you have borders. Your body has a skin. You don't want anybody to poke a needle in your skin unless you have given, you know, your consent. You don't want to have a microchip forced upon you, do you? So borders do have a meaning. They do have purpose. But again, a bitter recent past here. They're fighting about borders in Kosovo. Well, let's jump over here. A little bit more insanity. Defense Department software upgrades $6.9 billion over their estimate, the GAO says, Government Accounting Office. New news, Tony Capizio, writing for Bloomberg, at least six of nine software systems in the Pentagon is installing to improve long-standing financial management deficiencies are running as much as 12 years late and $6.9 billion over their original cost estimates, according to congressional investigators. What are they buying? They're buying software to improve long-standing financial management deficiencies. And they're running as much as 12 years behind, you know, their budget, their timeline. They're running as much as 12 years late. You're asking these people, you know, you're asking for the impossible. You're willing to throw money. I don't know. I mean, is it just me? I read a sentence like that and I want to rip my hair out. The estimated cost for the six Pentagon, Air Force, and Navy, quote-unquote, enterprise resource planning, close-quote, systems. Enterprise resource planning. My God. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And if you've been trying to reach us here by phone, folks, at 866-841-1065 or 512-904-8014, call-in board doesn't seem to be functioning for me this morning, but do keep checking back. I'll let you know as soon as I can see that it is up and operative. But back to this article again. I mean, this is really important. This is really important. You want to talk about, you know, a coup d'etat? Political coup d'etat, you know, Sam Kennedy, those guys, well, we've got guys on the inside of the military and they're going to help us out. Balderdash. The estimated cost for the six Pentagon, Air Force, and Navy enterprise resource planning, that's quote unquote there, systems, is now at least $13.7 billion compared with the original estimates about $6.18 billion. Wonder where all the trillions of dollars went missing at the Pentagon on September the 11th. The final price tags could be higher because the GAO said it wasn't able to estimate the current cost of a $2.6 billion Army project that's 6 years behind schedule. Yeah, most powerful nation on the planet, right? They couldn't find their tennis shoes in the bottom of the closet, according to testimony prepared for release today before a Senate subcommittee. The Pentagon has been criticized by the Government Accounting Office, the Defense Department's Inspector General, and lawmakers for chronic shortcomings in accounting and financial management systems that can't pass a federal audit. That's right. Billions and billions and billions, and Harry Reid and everybody else wants to pass the new budget, get the new military defense authorization in there. Are you kidding? Cheap Chinese bubblegum. and they can sit out on the sidewalk and chew it until they can figure out what the hell they're doing. The Pentagon has a reasonable approach to improving systems, a reasonable approach, quote-unquote, and is, quote, headed in the right direction. Yeah, they're going to hell in a handbasket, but unfortunately, they're dragging the world with them. General Electric, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Grumman, all of them, all these contractors, insiders, lobbyists, all these Pentagon oficials who become lobbyists as soon as they retire and start double-dipping. Long-standing weaknesses? So far, though the improvement efforts have not resulted in the fundamental transformation of the Defense Department's financial management operations necessary to resolve the long-standing weaknesses, Khan said. So far, though. Congress has required the Pentagon to be able to pass an audit by 2017. You know, you could set a little closer deadline. You could, you know, pick up the pace a little bit. No. No, let's just go ahead and push it out to 2050. An objective that's clearly in doubt, Carper said in a statement. Maybe you should put the Internal Revenue Service on these batards. Maybe that'd put the fear of God in them. This is a critical goal, and considering the amount of time and money that's gone into this effort, it's one that should have been met years ago, he said. The audit, when it occurs, notice the way they phrase that, the audit when it occurs, you could also say the audit if it occurs, will help ensure, quote, that billions of tax dollars are spent properly. Of course, it's going to cost billions of dollars to do the audit, and these guys are so far behind that it's unreasonable to even think that they'll ever catch up, and they're spending billions and billions of dollars worth of to buy software in order just to do their blinking audit, all right? The delays and the rising costs involving new enterprise resource planning system. New enterprise. How about legal pads and pocket calculators? And let's just get the job done. Which are widely used automated commercial software tools that perform tasks such as general accounting, payroll, and supply chain management. Maybe they need to nip out to Office Depot and get a little off-the-shelf software. So they can start getting this job done. But no, 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 that's dreaming, Will. The changes are crucial or critical to improving the Pentagon's programs because they promise, like promise software, a little backdoor to Israel maybe, promise to replace as many as 500 systems that have been in use, the GAO reported. Isn't this all the, aren't these the hurdles that we thought we were overcoming in Y2K? Significant leadership and oversight challenges have hindered the department's efforts to implement these systems on schedule within cost and intended capabilities, the GAO said. Why don't we fire some of these clowns that are standing in the way of accomplishing this task? How often do you get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 year extensions on things? How often are you able to run a, let's say, a construction project 200, 300, and 400% over budget and still expect the customer to pay the bill? A standardized personnel and pay system for the military service was supposed to be in place by 2006. Standardized personnel and pay system. They've been putting out pay ever since day one on the military. George Washington had to go around and beat the hell out of the colonists to get a little bit of green, you know, to pay the guys. But we've had standardized pay since World War One and earlier, 1812. Standardized personnel and pay system for the military was supposed to be in place by 2006. You can understand who's standing in the way. All the people have non-standard personnel pay systems, all right? They're the ones that are in the way. The cost of an Air Force combat support system has grown to $5.2 billion from $3 billion. An Air Force combat support system. What is this, SAIT or somebody? L3 Communications, who is it? And the price of a Navy combat support system, we're talking about software here, folks, for the Marine Corps is estimated to have risen to $934 million from $126 million. All right, now who's involved in this? Who's making the money? Who's lining their pockets? Who's standing in the way? Well, the very ones that have everything to gain and nothing to lose by doing nothing. International business machines. That's IBM. Computer Sciences Corporation of Falls Church, Virginia. Northrop Grumman of Los Angeles. Falls Church-based General Dynamics Corporation's Information Technologies Unit. And others. All right. So these are the ones that are just raping you, robbing you, and delaying getting to the bottom line of all of this. Well, there's a little bit more. Let's take a spin from the other doctor and go into Bloomberg and see how they spun our Mortgage Bankers Association early morning report. Mortgage applications index in the U.S. fell for a fourth week. The number of mortgage applications in the U.S. declined last week for a fourth state time, led by a drop in refinancing, even as mortgage rates declined to the lowest level on record. All right? The MBA, we don't need to go through all that. They're giving out the very same numbers I gave earlier. Falling home values are making it harder for Americans to refinance, even as borrowing costs drop. At the same time, with the unemployment rates near a 26-year high and stricter lending standards, housing demand will be slow to improve. With a lack of job growth, with a lack of credit growth, you're simply not going to get housing and the economy growing well, said Michael Gregory, a senior economist at BMO Capital Markets in Toronto, before the report. And even without all those credentials and without all of those piled high and deep sheepskins, I've been saying the same thing for months and months and months.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Oh my, oh my. Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. Well, let's jump over to Israel. Why not? U.S. asked Israel to weigh a 60-day settlement ban extension. Barry, the usurper's administration is asking the Israeli government to consider extending a freeze on settlement building in exchange for security assurances in an effort to keep Middle East peace talks afloat. Why are we asking Israel for anything? It tells you who the boss is, isn't it? Yeah. The U.S. is proposing a 60-day extension of a suspension on Israeli construction in areas of the West Bank, claimed by the Palestinians. What do you mean, claimed by the Palestinians? Squatted upon by the Israelis would be a better way to say it. One of a few options on the table, according to a person briefed by American officials on the matter. The initial 10-month building ban lapsed on September the 26th, raising concerns that the Palestinians would fulfill a threat to drop out of the talks. U.S. envoy George Mitchell arrived in Israel yesterday as West Bank settlers began a second day of construction since the freeze expired. This is new news. This is mainline news. We're talking about construction projects. The administration wants to strike a deal to overcome the impasse before an October the 4th meeting of the Arab League in Cairo. There's a multi-level conversation going on, State Department spokesman Philip Crowley told the reporters. I'll bet it. There is a multi-level conversation going on between the ADL and AIPAC and JINSA and all their bought and paid for a horse in Congress. I'll bet there's a multi-level conversation going on. The Israelis, the Palestinians, others in the regions, the United States, everyone is advancing ideas and formulas that we hope will convince the parties to stay in the negotiation. Mark Rogev, a spokesman for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said yesterday he couldn't go into the content of the discussions. Never can, you know. National security. Abbas said he'll wait on deciding whether to continue the peace talks begun this month in Washington until after the Arab League meeting. Netanyahu, faced with the domestic opposition to a further West Bank construction halt, has declined to extend the freeze amid direct appeals from Secretary of State Hillary Kankles Clinton. Netanyahu urged Jewish settlers to show restraint as the ban was lifted. Jewish settlers. Construction companies. American bought and paid for Caterpillar tractors, etc. Palestinians are waiting to see what emerges from the U.S. diplomatic efforts. Let's see what is concrete and on the table. Well, concrete is part of the problem, boys. They don't want you to put any more concrete on their soil. Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian Authority envoy to the United Nations, said in an interview yesterday, quote, I can tell you that our president is saying that we are patient with giving the Americans a few more days to hopefully succeed in dealing with this issue by extending the moratorium. Why is the United States dealing with this issue? My question. Aaron David Miller, a former Middle East negotiator for President Bill Clinton, said the security offer could include a guarantee that Israel will be able to deploy troops between Jordan and a future Palestinian state. This is the real issue, not a few houses, right? This is a very dangerous and difficult business to pay this kind of a price just to extend a settlement freeze. To allow them to occupy the troops, you know, put their troops on the soil in occupied territory. It is a very dangerous and difficult business. Differences within the Israeli government over how to approach the talks surfaced yesterday during a speech by Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman, must be Joe Lieberman's cousin or something, at the United Nations. Lieberman called for an intermediate agreement with the Palestinians because he said it'll take a few decades to establish the trust required for a final status agreement. It'll take a few decades. So we're going to be hearing about this for, what, 20, 30 more years? I say cut all the ties. cut all the ties and throw the ropes in the water. Let this illegitimate little box of rocks on the Dead Sea fend for itself. I'm sick of hearing about Israel. It makes me want to puke. Let's go on a little bit further here, see if we've got anything else in the news basket. I think that just about handles the news. Gone as far as I can with it. Received a lot of very interesting information from the listeners the last couple of days. Email box has just been overflowing. One article I think I'll share with you. We've been talking a lot lately about this whole idea of the Millennium Development Summit and the women's issues involved in that, gender issues. And, yeah, here we go. Give you an idea of what we're talking about from the United Nations standpoint. This is an article off of, it's called hotjobskenya.com. Hotjobskenya.com. UNIFEM. UNIFEM. Right? UNIFEM. Could be UNIFEM. United Nations FEMS. All right? Well, I don't know whether they burn bras there or not. UNIFEM, part of UN Women. UNIFEM, part of UN Women. Interesting. With the generous contribution of the Canadian International Development Agency, today launches a call for proposals for the Fund for Women's Property and Inherited Rights in the context of HIV/AIDS. The fund will provide small catalytic grants totaling $700,000 U.S. in 2010 to grassroots and community-based organizations or networks in sub-Saharan Africa. Aren't, you know, grants, $700,000 to community-based organizers like Barry the Usurper, you know. But these are in sub-Saharan Africa. Now, if you look at this website, you'll see that it's all focused on women. All right, women, children, and indigenous people. All right, this is what you get out of the United Nations. But it's rather interesting. It's in sub-Saharan Africa, working to improve women's access to property and inheritance rights within the context of HIV/AIDS. I don't know why it's within that context. But if you want to talk about women's access to property and inheritance rights, you need to go all the way back into England and pick up the trail established by the philosophical radicals in the 1800s, Jeremy Bentham and crew. And they go back a little further than that and get back into Sir Edward Coke and then forward into William Blackstone. And you're going to find that what we're really talking about here are the courts of chancery, courts of equity. Social justice, equity, the three E's of sustainable development, environment, equity, and economy. All right, equity. There was quite a lot of precedent established in that time period as regards women and their rights to property. See, prior to that time period, the right to the property didn't go to the women, or even to the infants, to the offspring. Oftentimes, they went to someone else. And so that was a real problem. And you can imagine that it would be a problem in sub-Saharan Africa, just as it was in England at the time. But this is the real issue. They're just throwing in, they're painting it in here with this HIV/AIDS as kind of a gloss. Women's property ownership and inherited rights can play a significant role in potentially breaking the cycle of AIDS and poverty. And I don't know how it's going to have anything to do with AIDS, but they're throwing it in. And, of course, they got to throw in the poverty, too. There is growing evidence to suggest that where women's property rights are upheld, women acting as heads and or primary caregivers of HIV/AIDS-affected households are better able to mitigate the impact of AIDS on their families and communities and can also help prevent the further spread of HIV/AIDS. Over and over again with this AIDS thing. You'll create it in a laboratory. Realistic and workable strategies at the grassroots have demonstrated that increasing women's economic security and empowerment increases their negotiating power in the household and is a means to reduce their physical and social vulnerability. So in throughout this whole article, this thread here from UNIFEM, there are grains of truth, and there is reason, and there is logic. But it's all surrounded up with this HIV nonsense that really clouds the issue and calls to question the intent of the proposal. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so as I mentioned in the chat room, a real conundrum in all of this discussion about from UNIFEM and whatnot and the Millennium Development Summit goals, the idea of gender equality and all of this is that it really flies in the face of the Marxian communitarians in the Northern Hemisphere and in the developing or the developed countries. What is being asked in the developing countries, all right? We're asked to give up our property, throw away the borders, the world without borders, no boundaries, get rid of your stuffy old government, all of that. Throw that away. Let's go into a global governance scheme. And yet, on the street, in order to solve major problems in sub-Saharan Africa, they have to go back to the source of reason, the Thomas Paine, the idea of these sovereign republics, and giving people property, and the recognition that private property is the beginning of all freedom and the beginning of all progress. It's a conundrum. Well, you can see this has been coming on us and at us for a long time. Another listener sent in an article, just kind of going through the mailbag a little bit here briefly, Mail Online. This is an article last updated on the 27th of September, New News. Dominique Sandbrook writes, "Forget the swinging 60s. It was the 70s that saw an explosion in promiscuity, abortion, and pornography," the headline reads. "It was the decade that feminized men and made women more masculine." On Saturday, historian Dominique Sandbrook described how in the 70s feminists helped to reverse the traditional concepts of gender. In the final part of his series, he argues that it was not the swinging 60s, but the decade after that witnessed the real sexual revolution. And for those of us that lived through this, we can remember firsthand as it was coming on us and at us. We still love to recall the pleasures of the swinging 60s. The author continues, and in the public memory, they are indelibly stamped as the decades of the sexual revolution. Remember? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll? Boy, do I remember. A watershed era of freedom that changed society forever. But this stereotype of the permissive, self-indulgent 60s is enormously misleading. In reality, it was a time when, by and large, the great majority of the British population, we could say the American population too, remained remarkably conservative in attitude and in behavior. See, the 60s is a little too early for this. It really didn't start coming on until the 70s. Most teenage boys not only expected their brides to be a virgin, but agreed that a boy should marry a girl if he got her pregnant. This was the 60s. The young girl got pregnant during the time I was in junior high and high school. She was pretty much whisked away from sight. It was kind of shame. And we still believed in things like ostracizing, you know. We still believed that homosexuals should stay in the closet. And if they didn't get in, you know, stay in their closet, that they might get the hell beat out of them someplace. And all that changed in the 70s. Surveys showed that these youngsters generally led the lives of remarkable chastity, with more than two-thirds of the boys and three-quarters of the girls still virgins. By the end of the so-called swinging decades, only 1 in 10 people was even vaguely promiscuous. But step over into the 70s, and the brakes come off. What was all this about? This was the advent of the birth control pill, the pill. You can go back and read Population Explosion, Mr. Holdren's work with their Paul Ehrlich and wife and company. Yeah, he's the same guy that was over there in Oslo. We'll talk about him in a minute. Coming up with climate disruption, global climate disruption. But they were writing at that time. I've shared it right out of their books with you. Step over into the 70s and the brakes come off. The key to all of this is the pill, the birth control pill. It first went on trial in 1960 but had little impact. 9 years later, only 4% of the nation's single women were taking it. Not least, because it was hard to get hold of, and only a handful of private clinics would prescribe it for the unmarried. It wasn't easy to get hold of it. But in the 1970s, under pressure from the government, the Family Planning Association instructed its hundreds of clinics to make it available to single women. This was the landmark moment. And we'll see that all across the writings of the United Nations Millennium Development Summit goals for 2015. Gender equality. The idea of the empowerment of women. You empower women by giving them a birth control pill and access to property. And then it's just Katie bar the door. It's going to go from there up. Continuing, within 3 years, surveys show that 66% of the young women had taken the pill. 66% of the young women had taken the pill, and this rose to 74% 2 years later. By the end of the 80s, the figure was 90%. And this was a big shift, because the fear factor went out of having sex. The fear factor went out of promiscuity. Sure, yeah. You could get the clap, some venereal disease, but almost all of that you could visit any you know, little clinic and get a shot or a pill or a dose, and you'd be on your way again in about 5 to 10 days. Didn't have HIV AIDS invented yet. They hadn't started spreading it through the populations. That's another bit of warfare on the people. But again, here in the swinging 70s was the real revolution. For the first time, the mass of ordinary women had a reliable contraceptive about which there was no need to feel squeamish or embarrassed. For the first time, they had complete control over their fertility. They didn't have to worry about diaphragms and foams and whether the condoms were fresh and good or whether they were old and Somebody poked a hole in him out of, you know, jest. Ironically, the crucial point we should remember about this sexual revolution was that it made sex more but less important. It made sex not more but less important. Sex. Right? It's like blowing your nose. It's not about procreation. It's not part of the marital bond. It's not about creating a family, bringing young people into the world. It's none of that. You know, it just largely became useless boinking. Useless boinking. Athletic sex. Something that you do. You know, if your pot was good and there was time available, there's no reason why you couldn't be in bed with a stranger within about 45 minutes after meeting him in a bar. And you might think that's crazy, Doc, but it's very real. Continuing, the historic bond between sex and childbirth was broken. The pill meant that sex was not a big risk anymore, and neither were men, one young woman recalled. From that point onwards, there was no going back. Ironically, the crucial point we should remember about the sexual revolution was that it made not sex, again, not more, but less important. Before the early 70s, having sex had immense emotional, economic, and symbolic weight attached to it, because to sleep with another person was tantamount to choosing them as a life partner. You know, the birth control pill combined with the abortion and divorce on demand for the people in the United States and in Europe as well, England, it blew the hell out of the whole idea of family. What a clever, clever scheme. So cheap. So throwaway, so disposable, life and life partners was. In the kitchen sink plays and novels of the early 60s, such as A Kind of Loving and A Taste of Honey, as in real life, having sex was literally life-changing when the girls got pregnant and an unhappy marriage was the only option. From time to time, I hear from listeners that are unevenly yoked. And that's a sad and sorry testimony. It's hard to have a successful marriage with an industrious woman and a lousy lout for a husband, and vice versa. Unequally yoked people. One person believes the other person has no faith or belief whatsoever. It's very difficult to keep marriages like that going forward. But if you have children, you're almost stuck. You have an abusive husband or abusive wife, you're almost stuck in an ongoing terror that you can't get away from with honor. But by the mid-70s, books and films of the time show an entirely different world where men and women were having sex with anyone they fancied because the availability of contraception and abortion had taken the danger out of it. How cheap it became. It was still fun, but how cheap. Lots of fun. This helps to explain why sex became the perfect vehicle for advertisers and marketing men. And you just can't get away from it. You know, I generally don't go to these websites that people suggest because you're overwhelmed with all these, you know, almost naked women and stuff, you know, all these advertisements that I eschew. I can't stand the garbage. But you can't get away from it today. This points back to this time, the sexual revolution of the 70s.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back into this article, just briefly, a little bit more out of this dailymail.co.uk female article. Has to do with this destruction, really, of the family. This is all planned out for us, you know. The Joy of Sex, a Gourmet Guide to Lovemaking. I had a copy of that book in my library for years, finally gave it away. But this is just, you know, the way the whole time period was. If it hadn't been scripted for us, if this had been some, you know, what do they call it, evolution, well, that might have been a different thing. But this was set up. This was an intentional destruction of not just the family and the home, really, but of the psyche of a people. I don't know if there's any remedy. You know, once you've seen something, once you've experienced something, it's almost impossible to go backwards. I don't know if there's any way of repairing the breach that has been caused here. If there is, I believe that it would be very well worth our while to attempt such a repair. But it's in stark contrast to this UNIFEM call thing from the United Nations. It's in stark contrast to the idea of promoting women, children, and indigenous people all around the globe. And, you know, basically just crowding man into a closet someplace and shutting the door on him. Very unusual. I'm not going to go any further with the article. It just goes on and it continues to explain the depravity. But sharing a little bit, and there's lots of places that we could go. I wouldn't mind going over here to, we don't want to do it. I was going to share a little bit more about John Holdren's comments in get into that. Maybe I should. Yeah, let's do this. Let's jump over to this one. lots and lots of places we can go on the broadcast. I don't know how many of you have heard of the Kavli Foundation, K-A-V-L-I, K-A-V-L-I. They have a most unusual symbol for a logo. It is a series of interlocking circles that create a hidden six-pointed star, the Star of David, the Mogen David. And then they put circles around the outsides. All of it's all circles. It's circles within circles within circles. But it's all used to obfuscate this hidden Jewish agenda that's laying behind it, this Kavli Foundation, this Mogen David. But the 2010 Kavli Prize Science Forum keynote address that was given by John P. Holdren, U.S. Presidential Science Advisor, you can find on this website, www.kavlifoundation.org, K-A-V-L-I foundation.org. It's the 2010 Kavli Prize Science Forum John Holdren keynote address, which you can get in a video to listen to him say it, and then you can get a copy of the slides that he presented, a bunch of them, and you can also get a transcript of his comments. And for the transcript and the slides, click the image below for the PowerPoint presentation and so on and so forth. But let's just look at a little bit here where he begins, and he says, I'll get to that, but I want to make a general observation first to put these remarks in context. I've given the broad focus of this symposium on international cooperation in science. President Obama was clear from the very outset. Have you noticed how often the usurper uses the phrase clear? And here, his Lieutenant Holdren is going to repeat it several times. Listen, President Obama was clear from the very outset, clear in his campaign, clear in his inaugural speech, clear on many, many occasions since, that he places a very high priority on science and technology, on the federal government's stewardship of an investment in science and technology, of international cooperation in science and technology. And the reason he places such a high priority on these activities, and indeed on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education, is that he recognizes with crystal clarity, and there's clear again, the relevance of science and technology to the full array of great challenges that we face in the United States, and indeed that most societies around the world face in common. All right, this is scientism, the technocracy, of the challenges of maintaining viable and growing economies, the challenge of delivering better healthcare outcomes to all citizens at affordable cost, the challenge of addressing the great problems at the intersection of energy and environment, above all, the challenge of climate change, the problems of maintaining peace and security in the world. Peace. Peace. And there will be no peace. They were buying, and they were selling, and they were eating, and they were drinking, and they knew not. And the flood came and took them all away. And the president recognizes as well, back to the text here, and this is a particularly important, I think, in the context of the priorities of the Kavli Foundation, he recognizes the fundamental underpinnings that basic research provides the science and technology enterprise, a business, not a learning, not a vocation, not an avocation or an interest, but an enterprise. Again, sustainable development can be reduced down to the word demand, creating the demand for the products offered by the environmental and developmental concerns. These are all these technology enterprises. That was particularly visible when the president spoke at the annual meeting of the National Academy of Sciences in 2009, the first annual meeting following his inauguration. He was the first president since John F. Kennedy to do that. And if you read that speech, which is still on the web, I believe, both at the Academy website and my friend Ralph Cicerone, president of the National Academy of Sciences, is in the front row. And it's also on the White House website. What you will find is, although the president was clear about the practical applications of science and technology to our great challenges mentioned, he probably spent two-thirds of that talk talking about the importance of basic science, the importance of fundamental research in science and technology to our national well-being and the importance of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education. Right? And all of these things are true. But all of these things have been taken away from the United States. You don't just wave a wand and all of a sudden, miraculously, have quality teachers throughout all of the various school districts all across America and all of the community colleges and at the land-grant universities and colleges. You don't just wave a magic wand or be perfectly clear and state it. You've lost something that's almost, well, it's not impossible, but it'll be exceedingly difficult to get back. Because you've lost all of the critical thinking skills that goes along with that. You don't have young people coming out of high school today thinking scientifically with reason. They come out emotionally charged. Continuing here, he says he has been emphatic as well, emphatic with me in our initial conversations, emphatic ever since about my responsibility and my office responsibility. This is Mr. Population Reduction Man here. Mr. John P. Holdren speaking. At that first cabinet meeting, the president said to his full cabinet, I'm willing to accept and to listen to any sort of bad news that you can bring me, except the bad news that you're not cooperating. That's a key phrase, too, by the way. He said, quote, this is Barry the Usurper at his first cabinet meeting, the challenges we face are too big and our resources are too limited for us to be able to afford non-cooperation. And that holds internationally as well as domestically among our agencies, among the private sector, the public sector, the philanthropic sector. It holds among nations. We cannot solve the great problems of our time alone, any of us, as individual nations. We need to solve them together. And science and technology pursued together are going to be immensely important elements of these solutions. And of course, you can go right back to the introduction to Agenda 21, where we find these words written in 1992. Underlying the Earth Summit agreements is the idea that humanity has reached a turning point. We can continue with present policies, which are deepening economic divisions within and between countries, which increase poverty, hunger, sickness, and illiteracy and cause the continuing deterioration of the ecosystem on which life on Earth depends, or we can change course. No nation can achieve this on its own, but together we can in a global partnership for sustainable development. Old lies for new. That's it for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then,
taking
good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Is proud to announce that TeamSpeak...
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.